Early Breakfast on Cape Talk, your number one news and talk station.
It's 22 minutes past five. Good morning to you. Hey, you're not lost. You're listening to the Early Breakfast Show on Cape Talk. And by the way, it is your show, so we talk about whatever it is that you'd like to talk about. But joining you on the line this morning is Janet Thompson, who is Executive Director at SchoolNet South Africa. And she's going to be talking to you this morning about the reading crisis and what can be done to tackle this issue in South Africa. Now, the latest findings are that as much as 78% of grade 4 children cannot read for many in any language. So, Janet, a very good morning to you. Thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning.
Good morning, Abs, and good morning to the listeners.
I suppose we already know what the problem is that, okay, we have a reading problem. Then the next big question then is, what do we do? What are some of the solutions that we can implement? But first up, how big is this problem?
Well, obviously, it's a major problem, and that particular statistic that came out of the Pearls research was alarming. But we tend to think in South Africa that it is skewed towards all the European countries and the focus on English. But coincidentally, our research also found that we made the greatest learning gains when we were using technology, and the greatest gains were on the acquisition of English, strangely enough, even though we were researching a number of literacies in foundation phase.
And when we talk to that, you talk about introducing tech to help with the reading.
Yes.
Will this help, and what are we looking at?
Yeah, well, it does seem a little bit obscure, but it's actually SchoolNet's core business is training teachers to excel in digital learning across the curriculum. And in 2014, the DG Murray Trust, which is actually based in Cape Town, funded SchoolNet to conduct research in grade 1 and grade R. And we used two provinces, the Western Cape and KZN. And we introduced tablets, but we also introduced the Xbox Kinect. And the emphasis was on playing and learning through play and playing games. So we carefully selected games for the Xbox, story games, sports games, brain games, and also obviously using the tablets. We used Intel 7-inch tablets for the learners, and we used 10-inch Samsung Galaxy tablets for the teachers. And the teachers really became familiar with their technology before they started using it with the learners. And some of those teachers, as you may imagine, were not young and hadn't touched computers before, let alone tablets. And yet you speak to them now, they won't teach without it.
I mean, to talk about that, my mother also is a teacher. And I mean, when she looks at a phone or let alone a tablet, it's a foreign thing to her altogether. But to you listening at home, bringing into the conversation, 26 minutes past five, we're chatting to Janet Thompson, Executive Director of SchoolNet South Africa, joining you this morning to talk to you about the problem that's facing South Africa, which is a reading problem, saying that the latest findings are that as much as 78% of grade four children cannot read for many in any language. And that's, I think that's even more worrying. In any language whatsoever, even in their mother tongue. So if we are introducing this, and I mean, it sounds fun to work with, how soon can we expect results?
Well, we tracked learners in two cohorts from grade 1 and grade R through 3 years, so from 2014 to 2016. And then last year, the DG Murray Trust funded us to extend that research, just focusing on the acquisition of English. And this was because in grade 4 in South Africa, we have this unique change from home language in foundation phase to predominantly English, and some schools obviously change to Afrikaans. But it's a big change for children in grade 4, and internationally grade 4 where children don't change their language of learning and teaching, that's still a big change for them, because most of the research, like the PILS research, is targeting grade four, where researchers feel they can predict future learning success, academic success at that age. So we in South Africa not only change the language of learning and teaching, but we also add on an extra three subjects in grade four that children have never had before. And in some schools, you'll find that children have had very little exposure to English, and they can be not even have had informal English. Whereas with exposure to the games, children are actually so engaged and having so much fun learning the games and subconsciously absorbing the language that they don't realize how much of that second language they're actually learning. It's an immersive method, and it goes. The research over decades has proved that there are stages of second language acquisition that learners go through, and alarmingly, the control schools where we didn't introduce the technology or do any teacher training, in those schools, children that were tested never excelled beyond the first level of that second language learning level, which is called the silent stage, where children can't actually verbalize anything in their second language. Whereas in the project schools, they moved by grade three, they were well on to the third level of second language English acquisition, and we're expecting that will have prepared them much better for all those changes that they've got to face in grade four. So this year we're hoping that the DG Murray Trust will fund the research to actually test whether that's actually happened, that we've prepared children much more thoroughly for that change in language and the extra subjects in grade four.
Yeah, this is certainly fantastic. I mean, talking about children learning and playing at the same time. My. It makes me wish maybe I could go back and be a child again. Go back to standard two. You never know.
Not be a teacher.
Janet, thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning. Maybe I'm really looking forward to hearing about the progress that we make with this.
Super, Abs. Thanks. Very nice talking to you.
Thank you so much. Janet Thompson, Executive Director at SchoolsNet South Africa.